A group of scientists is calling on Congress to provide greater protection from development for scores of streams on Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest. The effort is called the Tongass 77 and asks Congress to apply a more restrictive land use designation, the equivalent of a zoning classification, for nearly 2 million acres around 77 Tongass fish streams. John Shane, Science Advisor Emeritus with Audubon Alaska, explained during a teleconference today.
Our interest in the Land Use Designation 2, which was established in 1990 under the Tongass Timber Reform Act, is to allow a variety of uses, but particularly to protect these very important salmon-producing watersheds from roads and clear-cut logging that have potentially very long-term impacts on salmon. So we envision this protection, not as a very strict wilderness designation, but a broader designation that really focuses on the conservation of fish and wildlife.
Audubon Alaska, Trout Unlimited, and 230 scientists sent a letter to Congress seeking the change in land use. Jack Williams, senior scientist with Trout Unlimited, said the streams needed more than the 100-foot buffer strips enforced on Tongass streams.
With the existing rainfall, steep slopes, that a lot of these drainages have and experience, the 100 feet just isn't adequate to really protect these streams, especially if we have a timber harvest, road building, those kinds of things. So it's really this watershed scale approach that to protect these best remaining areas. It really does make the most sense.
The coalition of scientists identified the 77 streams as the highest value unprotected watersheds on the forest and argue that salmon should be the top priority for managing Tongass lands. The group said the watersheds face threats from logging, road building, hydroelectric development, and proposed land exchanges, and they hope the proposal will be picked up and supported by members of Congress. Wayne Owen, the U.S. Forest Service Alaska Region Director of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Watersheds, said the Tongass National Forest is currently reviewing its land management plan, welcomes the interests, and will take the Tongass 77 proposal into consideration. Loss of timber management areas is not a popular idea with the timber industry. Owen Graham, executive director of the Alaska Forest Association, calls the proposal unnecessary and says many of the watersheds listed have no development planned.
Buffer strips required on all streams, and the Forest Service manages even larger buffer strips than the law requires on many of the streams. Salmon populations have more than doubled since we started logging here 50, 60 years ago, so it's totally unnecessary, and what we really need to focus on is restoring a timber supply and timber jobs.
One member of Alaska's congressional delegation has little interest in the Tongass 77 proposal. Congressman Don Young called it a fundraising tool and said it won't see the light of day while he is in Congress. Meanwhile, Alaska Senator Mark Begich says he's looking at the proposal and how it fits with another bill to convey some Tongass lands to the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation.
Now, this one, their point is a good point, as you want to preserve some of these areas, these watersheds, for long-term benefit to our fisheries and to the habitat that's in that region. And so we're looking at it. We haven't made any decision on it, but we're now looking at it. As we know now, Sea Alaska's moving forward. So they've done a lot of work, and we're talking to them about, you know, is it 77? Is it 25? Is it 92? You know, I don't know exactly how they got to that number, but I know that's the watersheds they thought were the most at risk and should be protected. So we're now talking about how does this fit in with the Sea Alaska, and what does that do to your numbers?
The 77 watersheds are scattered throughout Southeast, from Yakutat to the southern end of Prince of Wales Island.